All right, good morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone is doing well. Busy day yesterday. We did see a bunch of back and forth action. Markets mostly starting off positive and then kind of rapidly accelerating lower following some additional tariff news on China from President Trump there. S&P 500 ultimately towards the middle of the pack, off just over 1.5%. Russell 2000, other growth focused areas towards the bottom as well, with the NASDAQ composite both down over 2% there. The average stock also taking it on the chin, down about 1.9%. Towards the upside, only a couple names landing there, down less than 1% or so. Gold up over 0.5%. The US dollar and developed markets there rounding out the top three. Lots of technical chart changes. We're going to walk through a couple of them here specifically. Do just want to start off with TWSBX. This one's been a hot topic over the course of the last couple of days during our washout here. TWSBX moving down to its lowest level since, really like 2022 at this point. So back kind of in those late 22 markets there, with only 6% of S&P 500 stocks trading above their 10-week moving average. So again, we are reaching washed out territory. This comes as no surprise. We should be anticipating somewhat of a bounce. Now, how intense that bounce comes or is, and where that leadership comes from off the bottom, that's certainly going to be what we're watching. But again, TWSPX moving to its lowest level in over 2 years at this point. Next, lots of chart action, but of course, some of it is going to be stale as early as this morning with possible reversals. So just keep an eye out on this. I'll show you what has reversed and then what levels we're expecting things to reverse to today. That's a lot of jargon there, but the S&P 500, just starting off with that chart, we did get a reversal back up to the bottom of the trading band there yesterday at 5250. Now, you'll notice that little blue marker here. That's the kind of current price or closing price as of yesterday. This is on a 15-minute delay. So we do notice, again, with that kind of retreat into the close there, that this is going to be more than a three-box reversal away, barring any, upside action or rally higher up above here, 53. This should reverse back down as of kind of action today. So keep an eye out on this. This isn't going to be a necessarily great sign, as it does now post resistance. Again, assuming we get that reversal, it does now post resistance at around that 5250 mark. And from here, we're really going to be watching one, that 4840 mark, and then that kind of positive trend line down below on that default chart for the S&P 500. I will note, we're not going to go through all of the charts, but many of these charts are like this when it comes to, action yesterday, possibly showing reversals this morning with kind of opening action. Another one that's like that is going to be the Russell 2000. So small caps here. Again, you can see yesterday we got that reversal back higher at a chart reading of 1860, but ultimately kind of accelerating down into the close. PNF rules are going to say unless we can move higher, we're probably going to get a reversal again with opening action as of Wednesday the 9th here. So keep an eye out on that. Small caps, of course, have been a laggard, remaining on consecutive sell signals and well within a negative trend at this point. So again, continuing to see these guys lag, now watching towards kind of that 1740 mark as a point of support in the near term if kind of things can improve. And then from there, we're really looking at levels not seen until late 2022, kind of around that 1600 mark or so for the Russell 2000. Next, looking just at the state of momentum in general. So MTUM as a proxy here. It has kind of declined just like the rest of the market, off just under 13% here for the 2025 campaign it's put together. But for the most part, still has a strong fund score, 4.39. Worsening technical picture, there's no question about that, just like everywhere else in the kind of the domestic equity front. We did get a reversal back up yesterday to a chart reading of 190. Looks like we're probably going to get that reversal back down lower. That's also going to put in some resistance there around some older points that we struggled to get past in 2024. So interesting to see how market memory is coming into play here. That might be a point that we need to watch as we go forward throughout 2025. From there, plenty of resistance baked in between 200 and those all-time highs around 225 here for MTUM. Next, wrapping up with just a few relative strength comparisons here, starting off for the Pure Growth ETF RPG versus cash. Now, I will say this hasn't been the most consistent historical RS chart here, but we did see this return to a sell signal. So again, speaking to that magnitude of downside participation for growth-focused areas, RPG returning and posting its first sell signal since 2023 or early 2023 at this point before we kind of moved higher. But again, hasn't been the most consistent RS chart known to man here over the course of its history. The point being, we are kind of confirming that downside participation for growth-focused areas. Also, interesting development here between emerging markets ETF EEM and cash as well, returning to a sell signal. Now, again, not the most consistent of its relative strength chart, especially over the course of the last maybe 15 years or so, with a bunch of back and forth action here. But we did have seen some relative weakness for emerging markets against maybe developed markets kind of counterparts. So, in terms of that international strength, developed markets seem to be kind of leading the way, developed Europe particularly. Emerging markets have been a little bit weaker. Now, speaking of international or emerging markets, of course, China is going to be a major player on it when it comes to that space. Taking a look at proxy FXI, so large cap China here, does still have a 4.24 fund score, so relatively strong, but we have seen some technical deterioration. Of course, there's a lot of fundamental news. China and the United States, of course, plenty of tariff news. It's probably going to be coming into play over the course of the next few days, if not weeks. But the point is, we did see this one return to a negative trend with yesterday's action. So again, when it comes to internationals, it looks like we do have a preference for developed markets right now over emerging markets. Looking now for reversals back up into X's around, let's say the 31, the 31.50 mark here for FXI. That would leave us without resistance up until, those multi-year highs around 38.50. But of course, there's certainly a lot in play here when it comes to, a single tweak could kind of move things around here. So definitely check this out. Watch here how China's doing. And again, if we do see strength outside of the United States, continue to watch exactly where that's coming from. Is it from emerging markets, developed markets, or so be it? Okay, that's going to do it for me here. It's going to be a busy day and a kind of busy wrap up to the week. So we'll talk to you all tomorrow.